Ours to Protect, a climate and environmental programme on WLR with Clodagh Walsh.
Hello and welcome to this week's Ours to Protect. We are smack bang in the middle of National Tree Week, organised by the Tree Council of Ireland and supported by Caoiltear. This year's theme, Planting Trees for a Greener Future, it highlights the unique role that trees and forests play in helping to address climate change. Let's hear from Sir David Attenborough first.
Forests cover one third of the Earth's land area. At the heart of humanity's life support systems, they perform vital functions that make our planet habitable. Without them, we would struggle to survive. It's well known that forests play a key role in our battle against climate change, storing carbon while sucking in carbon dioxide from the atmosphere and locking it into their biomass.
National Tree Week, which runs until this Sunday, the 10th of March. It's always a busy week. Caoiltear is running a tree-inspired photography competition for primary schools, including those all across Waterford. And Tidy Towns groups will be among those planting some of the 150,000 tree saplings Caoiltear supplies to local communities for planting. Here, on Ours to Protect, we're going to hear from a man called Paddy Mangan. This is his story.
Going back to the beginning of December, the 11th of December, I decided one evening to put up a post on a group page on Facebook, Native Irish Trees, that I was going to donate 1,500 trees to anybody and everybody around the country that wanted to plant a few trees. I suppose within half an hour of putting up the post on Facebook, I had all of the trees were almost accounted for. So it kept growing and growing during the week. So at the end of the, by the end of the week, I had 8,500 trees got for people, and I also had bought trees the previous week for my own farm, 600 trees, so I ended up having to give them away. So by the end of the week, I had 9,100 trees given away. The issue then, I suppose, I didn't have enough trees for all the people that were looking for some. So I decided over the Christmas, I put up a set up Free Trees Ireland page on Facebook and said that my mission was to plant 35,000 trees every year for the next 7 years, which would be roughly around 250,000 trees by the end of 2030.
Paddy, who's from County Meath, just decided to do all of this off his own bat. And as he saw it gather momentum, he decided to put a bit of shape around the project and he set up Free Trees Ireland.
Now what we're going to do, we're going to give out 120,000 trees a year. We'll be giving out 60,000 every November, and we'll be giving out a further 60,000 in February. So to, I would say the dormant season for planting bare root trees is from November till the end of March.
Right. They're huge numbers, Paddy. So where are the trees coming from? And I presume that they're native trees also.
They're all native, and more important than being native, they're native provenance. This is what isn't talked about near enough. Native provenance meaning that they're grown from seed collected in Ireland. So they're not imported from anywhere. The trees that we're getting, we've been getting them from two main sources. Up until now, we were getting them from Caoiltear down in Wicklow, and we're also getting them from Nuns O'Hardy nurseries down in Wicklow as well. With both of them, they've been very helpful, but they're ensuring that everything that we get is native provenance, so there's no foreign trees coming into it whatsoever. And the reason why we're so stringent on it, I suppose, is because my own farm at home and a lot of other places around the country, nearly everywhere around the country, unfortunately, has ash dieback, whereas all the ash trees are dying. And that came from imported trees coming into the country. So we don't want to have any parts to play in that going forward.
One of the first counties to take trees was Waterford, and 1,200 were delivered to Dungarvan.
We have a great lady down there, Catherine Mulcahy, and she's been with us from the start. Catherine was one of the first people to offer to give away trees, and she did it again there in February as well. So, and she's covering a lot of ground down around Waterford. There has been great demand for people in Waterford, thank goodness. We hope to keep it going as well.
All of this costs money. How are you funded, or how can people help if they want to help?
Well, I suppose at the moment, you're talking to the funder here, but hopefully, Caoiltear have been very good. They've donated them up until now 5,400 trees that we've given out, so, which is very, very appreciated. We're in the process of registering as a charity. It takes a good bit of time and there's a good bit of paperwork involved in it, but we will be applying to different state entities or of different government departments for funding, which I very, very much believe that we deserve, and we're doing a lot of good for it. Any money that we get in will be going straight to trees.
There you have it. Straight to trees. If you'd like to find out more about this project or indeed donate or help, go to freetrees.ie and there you'll find all the information you need. That's it for this week. Talk to you again next Wednesday. Bye-bye.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by WLR, the IBI, and funded by Cumasun na mBan with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie and WLRFM.com for more info.